Amid smash and grab epidemic, California focuses on pushing gender-neutral toys. Commentary. As retailers battle big losses from the smash and grab robbery epidemic, a new California law will go into effect in the new year requiring department stores with 500 or more employees to have a gender-neutral section for children. Assembly Bill 1084, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021, applies to retailers who sell toys or childcare items designed to facilitate sleep, feeding children, relaxation, or to help children with sucking or teething. The age range targeted in the legislation are children 12 years old and under. The latest legislation is yet one more thing added to a list of costly woes faced by California retailers, who have already been plagued by diminished returns as a result of an increase in crime. The bill would require those who don't already carry gender-neutral items to alter or add to their inventory, as operating costs continue to soar as a result of rampant theft by individuals and organized crime rings. Retail's harsh reality. Shoplifting spiked 109% in Los Angeles the first half of 2023 compared to 2022, according to a new study by the Council on Criminal Justice. Los Angeles has had the highest increase since 2019 of any city in the United States, except for New York. Critics attribute the rise to George Soros-backed Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon's pro-criminal policies, such as no cash bail. San Francisco experienced similar retail woes as shoplifting spiked in late 2021 and early 2022 before Soros-backed District Attorney Chizza Boudin was recalled by voters in June 2022. Shoplifting has since dropped back to pre-pandemic levels, with a 35% decrease in the first half of 2023 compared to 2022. However, many retailers and department stores were forced to permanently close their California locations, including Target, which closed 3 stores in the Bay Area alone. Downtown San Francisco continues to be dire straits. Union Square has historically been a major commercial hub in the heart of the city, but lately, many well-known chains have announced exits from the area, including CB2, Anthropologie, and Nordstrom. A growing number of retailers and businesses are leaving the area due to the unsafe conditions for customers, retailers, and employees, coupled with the fact that these significant issues are preventing an economic recovery of the area, a Westfield Mall spokesperson said in a statement. Those who have chosen to continue to fight to do business in California amidst the crime wave must comply with the state's new law requiring gender-neutral children's sections by January 1 or face penalties of $250 to $500 for each infraction. Pride pushback. Target stores attempted to jump ahead of the gender-neutral curve starting in 2015 when the store removed gender-based labeling in several departments including toys, bedding, and entertainment. In May of this year, the mega retailer faced significant backlash, including threats of violence against employees and burning down stores for selling tuck-friendly bathing suits and pro-transgender t-shirts in support of LGBT Pride Month. Following the public outrage, Target issued a statement announcing that it was removing some of the 2023 Pride season items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. As a result of the Pride pushback, Target's share price took a deep plunge, devaluing the company by $10 billion in just over a week.